With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Wilmington Blue Rocks pitcher Jace Vines, who's had a handful of starts here with the Blue Rocks. And first of all, looks like throwing pretty well, especially your last start, complete game. Are you happy with how the things are going?
Absolutely. I think it took me a couple starts to get settled in, but now that I've kind of worked with Charlie, the pitching coach, and kind of tweaked some mechanical things I needed to change coming from Lexington, I think I've really settled in and just found my groove.
So talk to me a little bit about, for people that aren't familiar, what makes you successful as far as stuff and approach.
Well, I think, one, I definitely have God on my side. This is his journey, and he's really taken me through this and kept me healthy and just allowed me to get stronger and healthier and learn a lot. But really just this whole journey of this year has just been about commanding the fastball and keeping the sinker down in the zone and really working through ground balls.
So let's go back in time a little bit and start me off, I think, Prosper High School?
Yes.
And were you a pitcher to start, or were you a position player?
I was both. I mean, you know, you grow up pitching and playing a position, but I think I ended my high school career with like 20 innings on the varsity team. So I really didn't pitch until the very, very end of my high school career.
And then you start, there were no college offers, so talk me through how you get to the first JUCO.
Yeah, well, I had a pitching instructor by the name of Jason Jennings. He played for the Rangers right. And the Rockies for a while. He's a great guy, and his cousin was the new assistant at Weatherford College. So he asked the cousin, his name is Bryce Cummings, asked one day if he had any pitchers that hadn't signed. So being me, I knew that pitching was probably going to be the route because I was not a good hitter. So pitching was going to be the route. So I went to a tryout, and they said I can walk on. They wouldn't offer me an athletic scholarship, so I walked on, and you know, the rest is kind of history.
And do I understand correctly that you redshirted that year, didn't pitch, but you served as the team announcer?
I was the team announcer, yes. The Weatherford Coyotes, that was me up there.
So play-by-play or public address?
No, just public address, just announcing, you know, the hitters and whatnot, and hitters for each team and, like, the pregame stuff. So nothing big, but just, you know, the basics.
Now, was that some communication, something in the big picture that interests you, or was this just a way to be at the stadium, be around the team, and take it all in?
He basically said that we would get paid to do it, and at that time, the bank account was at zero, so I said, okay, I'll do it, you know, because I was going to have to be at the games anyway, so I was like, might as well make some money if I can't dress out, so.
And did I read that it was at Weatherford that there was a little bit of a mechanical adjustment that really kind of unlocked some things?
No, not at Weatherford. That was more of just, I think, a physical growth standpoint. I think I graduated at 6 foot, 185, and by the time I was done at Weatherford, I was 6'3", 230. So Tyler, the next year, was the big mechanical adjustment of dropping my arm slot a little bit and focusing on the sinker.
Why'd you go one to the other? Was it just the opportunity?
Yeah, I think, you know, my pitching coach there, you know, I was struggling for a while, and, you know, my velo was kind of staying stagnant, and, you know, he said, you know, why don't we just try this? It might make you a little more comfortable, and ever since then, like I said, it's just taken off.
And that leads to A&M?
Yes, that led to A&M. I committed to Baylor out of Tyler Junior College, and then the coaching staff had a change and ended up, a lot of different schools were kind of in the picture at the very end, but I chose A&M.
And you had a ton of success there. When did it really, I mean, you mentioned the mechanical growing up, but was there a moment when you were like, all right, wait a minute, this is not just having fun. We got something cooking here.
I mean, it still was all fun at A&M. I mean, to be honest, I never had professional baseball in my sights. I just never thought it was realistic. But then I guess once I got to A&M and I found myself in the Friday night role early on in the season, it kind of hit me once I started getting some questionnaires and some scouts were asking, you know, my name and stuff like that. So I guess from that point, it kind of all got real.
So then when did you realize that, yes, you were going to get drafted and, yes, it's going to be pretty serious, like the fourth round?
I was fortunate to get hooked up with some advisors that I really trusted. They're really great guys. They're now my agents. And, you know, they had told me, said, hey, these teams are going to take you. And I talked to, you know, 15, 20 teams or whatnot, and I didn't really know where I was going to go. They just said, you know, keep your mind open and everything. And then, you know, luckily the Royals took me in the fourth round. And it was an unbelievable moment.
How long did it take to settle in that you were a pro? Because I'm sure there is a whirlwind of activity and it's real, but it's not real. How long did it take until, okay, this is what I do for a living?
I think it still hasn't really set in yet, but we were still during our college season, we were going into the Super Regionals when I got drafted. So, I mean, we were focused on trying to get to Omaha. But I think once we lost in a heartbreak, you know, after that, and I had to get home, get packed up, get home, and then I was on a plane to Arizona, you know, in 4 days or whatever. So I think once I got to Arizona, it felt a little bit real, and I think I was even a little bit overwhelmed.
Biggest lesson you've learned so far in your pretty brief career to this point as a pro?
I mean, for me, it's just trusting in the Lord. You know, he has his hands on my journey and on me. And, you know, mechanically, things are going to change from here until, you know, hopefully I make it to the big leagues. But I think it's with him, you know, he makes all things possible. So I just try to lean on him, and he's, you know, blessed me every step of the way.
It's obvious faith is so important to you. And do you take a second? I mean, most people, there's a pretty straight line from one place to another. It's been quite the journey for you. Do you consider how kind of improbable it's been and how crazy it's been?
It is improbable, and I think that's what makes me lean on God even more and praise him through that, because you're not going to do this on your own. There's no way I would have done any of this and gone to the exact points in my life where I needed to go and the different schools and coaches that came along. So it has to be a God thing, because it's not me.
And I have to ask you, as a radio guy, did you enjoy the announcing thing? Do you look back on it and it was fun?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I was more nervous because, you know, at that point you're not really established with the team. You're on the team, but you're not with the team. And so I was trying not to mess up the whole time, honestly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.